Hello, friends. This is Molly, and I'm here today for our first 10-minute tips. We are going to record a series of these for you, just short little tips to give you resources that you might need in your homeschool journey. So this first 10-minute tips is about resources for free or used curriculum online. We all love free curriculum, right? So I want to share with you some sites that I have found that have just been a game changer when searching for curriculum. And the first one is bookfinder.com. So if you have been one of those moms that looks on Abe Books or Amazon or Book Depository or Thrift Books, and you're searching for used books that you're going to use for your school year, you can quit all that searching and you can go to one place. You can go to bookfinder.com, and they have compiled all the sales of books online into one place, and they list them based on title, author, ISBN number. So you can search any of those ways. And then what you see is the total price, which includes shipping. So those hidden fees in some of these places, you think you got a really cheap book and then the shipping is twice the amount of the book, you'll know that right away. So you can look on there. You can find any book that they have available that you can find anywhere else. So it's a great one-stop shop. Now, for those of you who love online materials that you don't have to hold in your hand, the next tip I have for you is a resource called openculture.com. Now, I was looking for free audiobooks online when I discovered this. And it's not just for audiobooks. It also has ebooks. It has courses. It has music. It has movies. It has podcasts. But it is a list and links to all the places online that you can find these resources. I'm not vouching for the content of this site because it is, it links modern materials. It links, you know, it's not just homeschooling materials, but it is where you can go. If you love audiobooks, you can go here, search, and they will tell you if you can find that book somewhere online for free. And then the last resource I have for you today is called openlibrary.org. Now, this is a library, and it has millions of books, but the difference is it's not digital books, it is digitized books. So there are pictures of books that have been taken, and you read the books that you check out from openlibrary.org as if you were reading the actual book. So I like it better than the digital books, ebooks, that you would read on like a Kindle or on your phone or iPad or whatever, because the formatting of those books is not the same as the original book. This is the actual original book just in digital form. So again, they have millions of books and you borrow the book for a certain amount of time. I think it's 3 weeks maybe, and then it returns automatically. The other thing that they have there, if you want the real actual book and you don't have it at your library or you can't get it, they have links to all kinds of libraries across the United States. As long as they're part of the WorldCat system, you can actually check out those books and get them sent to you. So those are three resources for you in looking for free and used curriculum online. They're my go-to places when looking for things that I don't necessarily want to buy but want to use for a while. When looking for audiobooks, because I have a couple kids that need a lot of support with their reading, and so we do that through audiobooks. And they're just great resources. So bookfinder.com, openculture.com, and openlibrary.org. And we will put these resources in the show notes and link them so that you can go check them out yourself. So that's my 10-minute tip. Hope you guys have a great day, and we will talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye.